Hey everybody, Aaron here with some exciting news. My son will be born in 5 weeks. I am so excited, more excited than I've ever been about anything. I would appreciate prayers for me and my sweet wife, Brooklyn. It's our first kid and her first time giving birth, so it's going to be a challenge, but we're excited for it. On another note, we are almost done with our season 7 interviews. The Good Lion podcast will return in 2 weeks, and we've got some great content coming your way, including interviews with Dr. Christopher Yuan, Justin Thomas, Scott Sauls, Dominic Doan, Sarah Yardley, and fan favorites Brenna Blaine and Gary Brashears. Super excited for those conversations. We're also going to be putting out our first, hopefully first of many, courses in what we're calling the Good Lion Theology class. It's going to be a recurring segment on the show where we dive deep into theology, not just with Brian and I doing a discussion, but with students learning along with us. This first course is going to be a 6-part class on how to advance the kingdom of God. Each episode will include a short teaching followed by discussion and Q&A with some of our students and interns. We've been working on this for a while, really excited about that. You know, this break has been really nice. It's given us time to focus on making the content rather than just pushing it out. It's also made us appreciate you, our listeners, and how much we're grateful to be a part of what Jesus is doing in and through this show and seeing how it ministers to those of you who listen. You know, we don't just think of this as a show, we think of it as a ministry. Brian and I love to help others follow Jesus and discover him in new and fresh ways, and that's really at the core and heart of what we do here at Good Lion. With that in mind, I wanted to let you know that we wanted to use some of our time on this break to do a little interaction with our audience through 3 different ways. One, we are taking your questions for Q&A episodes. Brian and I love questions. In fact, the tagline of our show is "No Easy Answers." We believe questioning is important to the faith and that Jesus actually wants us to ask and seek and knock. And Brian and I would love to engage with your questions about theology, life, scripture, faith, culture, philosophy, not because we're experts in these things, but because we're two seekers on the road to following Jesus, just like you. And we'd love to be a part of your journey by helping you wrestle through questions. Here's how you can submit questions to the show. There's 2 ways. The first is go to the link goodlion.io/questions. There you can submit a question anonymously, or you can sign your name, and you can actually upvote or downvote the questions. And it's pretty cool. We've actually got this ranking system for questions, and the questions with the most upvotes get sorted to the top of the list, and it lets Brian and I know which questions are the ones that you guys are really interested in us answering. If you go to the list, you'll see we actually have quite a few questions in there already, but they don't have a ton of votes. So even if you don't have a question to ask, it would mean a lot if you could log in, go to goodlion.io/questions, and look at the list and just vote on the questions you want to see answered, because that would help us a lot to know what content to be making. Now, there's actually a second way to ask questions, which is pretty cool. Spotify has just rolled out this ability for those of us who have podcasts on their platform. We're able to actually let you, our audience, leave comments directly on episodes of our show. So if you go to this episode on Spotify, you'll actually see a prompt that pops up that says, "Hey, ask us anything," and you can actually directly in the Spotify app ask a question for the show. So that would be really cool. Some of you guys could do that. We're also excited because this functionality is going to let us open up the doors for you guys to comment on episodes and share your opinion, your thoughts, any follow-up questions, any pushbacks. From now on, going forward, all of our episodes are going to have commenting turned on in the Spotify app. So look out for that. On this episode you're listening to right now, you can go to Spotify, you can drop questions in the comments. And going forward, we're going to turn on comments for the rest of the episodes. If you want to try out this new feature, that would be super, super cool. The other way we want to interact with you guys is through letting you guys help pick topics for future episodes of the show. We want to know, what topics would you like us to dedicate an entire episode to? This is your chance to pitch an episode of the show. I love making content collaboratively with the audience. I've always been a big fan of that because it helps us know we're making content that's not just important to us, but it's important to you. So if you want to submit a topic idea, go to goodlion.io/topics. Write in your topic. You can upvote and downvote. The topics with the most votes are the ones that we're most likely to tackle. If you sign your name, we'll give you some credit in the episode for helping us pick that topic. And if your topic gets picked, your idea might end up as a theological deep dive conversation between Brian and I, or we might invite a guest to come and record about your topic. In fact, if you want to use the topic submission forum at goodlion.io/topics for even pitching guests that you'd like to see on the show, you can go ahead and do that as well. And if your submission gets a lot of votes, maybe we'll put in some extra effort to try to book that guest on the show. All right, that's about it. That's all I've got to say on this little clip here. I'm just so excited for this show to come back. I am excited for the birth of my son coming up. There's a lot of exciting things on the horizon. Brian and his wife Tori are having their baby in February. Keep us all in prayer. We're so thankful for you guys, the listeners, who make this show possible just by caring, just by the virtue that you tune in and listen and care. It means so much to us to know that this is making a difference. For those of you who have reached out to let us know personally through Instagram or our email, goodlionnetwork@gmail.com, about how this show has helped you and impacted you, thank you so much for that. Seriously, it makes our day. And you know what? One other thing. Throughout the entire history of this show, in our outro, we've been telling people to leave reviews on iTunes. But it's actually not iTunes that you leave the reviews on. It's the Apple Podcast app. I feel so dumb. But yeah, if you want to leave us a review, oh my gosh, it helps so much and it helps people discover the show. It helps people discover the content. The more reviews we get, the more people can find out about the show. So if you want to help out with that, go on the Apple Podcast app. Give us, you know, 5 stars or 4 or 3 or whatever you think we deserve and leave us a review. It helps. It helps a ton. Don't go to iTunes. Maybe you can do it on iTunes, but I've never left a podcast review on iTunes. It's always been Apple. I think that's where most people listen. So I could be wrong. If it is iTunes, you know what? Send me an email. Let me know. But I am pretty fairly certain for most people it's going to be the Apple Podcast app. So anyway, I'm going to keep working on some production for some episodes that are coming out soon. And thank you for listening to this update. God bless, and we'll see you soon right here on the Good Lion Podcast.